thought from the off, we were up and at it in a lot of departments tonight, definitely, especially from the back, the whole way through midfield. I thought we really took care of their kind of danger men, and the wee breaks were falling our way. And yeah, the game plan definitely worked in terms of trying to get at them down the sides, and that's where the corner came from. And then we got that wee bit of luck with the goal as well. So yeah, I thought we kicked on from there, and we probably should have had a third before half time, and you're really pushing for a third because we know Brazen, we lie down, we've been 2-0 up against them before down there, and yeah, they're relentless. They have so many attacking options coming on the pitch. I think they had maybe 7 forwards on there at one stage, a couple of defenders. So yeah, every time we looked at the referee and the subs, they were going on another forward and another forward, so we know they were never going to go away. And even at 2-0, we knew, yeah, we would have to ride a storm somewhere along the line, but we did. We're not happy, obviously, with the goal we gave away. It was just a soft goal. But yeah, really good 3 points, because they're not easy to come across in this league, you know.
Yeah, a good performance, particularly at the back, Kevin, where your defenders stood up, Josh and Joel Bradley-Walsh in particular.
Yeah, and again, I stood here and we mentioned Joel's mistake against Athlone, and Joel had a tough week because he's from the town and the club means so much to him, and he just had a bad week, and sometimes that just builds up a bit of resilience and into your game. And yeah, Joel's come back last week, and I thought he was brilliant down in Wexford, even though we lost the game. And tonight he was solid as well. So yeah, it's good. It's good turnaround for him, and it shows good character. And Josh is the same.
And tell me, is that one of those nights, Kevin, where, given your recent run of form, the result mattered more perhaps than even the performance?
It probably does, because like you have heard me sitting here, like in some 0-0 games where we're just throwing on extra forwards and we're going to get caught, and there's going to be more games where we're going to get caught, and there's going to be more times where you go on runs. We're not going to win every game between now and the end of the season that we play, certainly not. So you just have to kind of just keep looking forward and keep trying to improve, keep coming to training and showing up. And to be fair to the boys, to their credit, they've been doing that. They've been showing up at training, rolling up their sleeves, working hard, wanting to improve. And you've always got faith in as coaches that, you know, yeah, this group wants to do something, they want to go somewhere. So they deserve their 3 points tonight, because they're not easy to come across, as I said, because Bray's a tough side, and you can see they've really special players around the park.
Yeah, and it gets no easier. You've got Kerry now on Friday night, and they beat Cork City tonight by a goal to nil, so they'll come up with their tails held high.
Okay, yeah, some result for them. Cork obviously just having probably a poor run over the last 2 or 3 weeks. They've been a draw and a couple of defeats, so maybe they're not going to run away with the way everybody thought, but that just goes to prove that every team in this league is just, yeah, it's relentless, it's tough. And even Cork going into Kerry, they found it difficult today. I think they had 10 men as well, Kerry.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a big result for them. But yeah, we'll regroup. Well, it's important now we get our recovery done now over the next couple of days, because we have another game in 4 days' time.
So. Yeah, and Conor Tourish back in the squad tonight as well, so that's a positive too.
Yeah, Conor, we would hope we didn't want to use him, and we thought we were going to have to throw him on, but we just couldn't chance it because he's struggling. His mobility just wouldn't be there yet. So hopefully another couple of days, and Conor will be back fit and available for selection, you know.